In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, we human beings, we have the instinct to survive in us. And that's good. By this way, we try to avoid danger in life. And we want to fight in order to survive under different circumstances. And so we have also the tendency and the strong will, better to say, to avoid troubles and worries. When we are confronted with a thought that something could become dangerous for us, could cause troubles, then we become nervous. We try to avoid this obstacle, so to say. And especially when the future appears as complicated with many problems, then we have a little bit of tendency to give up, to fall into a depression and to say, it doesn't make sense, I have no chance, the opponent will definitively win because they have the power, the money, the influence, and so on. And I think everyone has been confronted in his life with such a mentality. Today, in the Gospel of the 24th and last Sunday after Pentecost, we read also a prophecy of Jesus Christ, and he's announcing what should happen in the future. And he has addressed this word to the apostles and disciples. And Jesus is speaking in a very dark language. He says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and so on. He's announcing an abomination of desolation. What is that? And in the church, there is popular the opinion that this is described the attempt of the satanic power to bring into collapse the moral principles. So the Satan had always the dream and the intention to replace God as the highest moral value. And then we are today also confronted with the case that the sacrifice of the Holy Mass is replaced in official so-called Catholic churches with the Novus Ordo ceremony is not a true sacrifice, is not valid because of different mistakes and so on. And then we do ask, has been at least partly this prophecy fulfilled? And then Jesus is also speaking in the Gospel today. We read how he says, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, nor will be. And unless those days had been shortened, no living creature would be saved. For the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. And then we do also read, then if anyone says you, behold, here is the Christ, or there is he, do not believe. For false Christs and false prophets will arrive, and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. And when we read this, we do ask, should we have a chance to survive these exams, these troubles. And this is horrible. Who are we? We are weak human beings. How should we pass all these exams successfully? And why is Jesus generally spoken? Why is he telling us this? Yes, he is preparing us. But on the other hand, it is pretty depressing. Should we not give up and say we have no chance because we are so little in number and so weak? And I want to focus your attention responding these questions to the same chapter 24 of the Gospel of St. Matthew, which is in the Gospel in the part before that part we use today in the church as the Gospel of the Holy Mass. And then we read, and Jesus, and in answer Jesus said to them, "Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." Is that not the case today? "Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilences and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of the many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved." And I think this is a sort of response for all the questions who have been risen now, dealing with such so-called dark parts of the Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ. First, he says expressively, do not be alarmed when you hear about these and those things. And then finally he said, but whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. Perseverance, this is the golden word, has to be called responding all these questions. Perseverance. We should persevere. We should not give up too fast, too quickly. We should try to continue to go our good path, good way. We should be, continue to be concentrated on the will of God. Because if we would give up too early, we will be the losers. We will not win anything, but we will lose all. And there are many comparisons in the history. And you know also during the persecution of the church from the beginning, there were many people that have not survived spiritually because they have given up. They lost the confidence. They had a weak faith. And then when the persecution has risen, they have reacted and they gave up. But those, the others, they continued and they survived and they became stronger because they were cleaned internally by the fire of persecution, of bad accusations, of rumors, and so on. And I want to attend your, or to focus your attention to the case. We have been witnesses in the recent past. What have many people experienced in the last 2 years? When the mandate has been called, you need the so-called vaccination against COVID. And there were many questions. It was insecure. Many processes has not been fulfilled. And many people said, no, we are cautious better. We don't want to risk. And then the people installed with power and the journalists, the media, and many people, they said, no, you must, you have to accept this pick. If not, you are not a good citizen. You are like a Nazi. You are right radicals. You are not human enough. And I have also heard a sentence of a Novus Ordo, so-called Catholic pastor, and he said, you are not a good Christian. You are not a good Catholic if you refuse. Neglecting all the questions, all the legitimated doubts have been in lots. And then I have also heard here in Germany, it was told once, even if you are not vaccinated and you come to hospital, possibly we should not heal you. You will die then. Doesn't matter. Your problem, not ours. And many people became weak. Many people have not survived the horrible pressure in the society, by the politics, in the mass media. And what do we see today? We see today a disaster. We see how the number of deceased people is increasing, and partly horribly. We hear about cases when young sportsmen fall down and die. When you insert on internet, has died unexpectedly, you will find lots of cases. And I do also know among the friends, two young sons, they run, they did want to leave and to travel, and then they got the shot, and they are now sick. They have a serious heart problem. Sportsmen, fit, healthy, became partly even handicapped people, and lots of cases. And here we see some people had a chance. Many people had no chance. They were forced because they would lose the job. It was an inhuman pressure on them, not legitimated by nothing. But many people, they could resist, and today they are thankful. They are thankful because they could save their immune system. Because by this shot, the immune system of the people, the natural one, the God-given one, is destroyed in very many cases. And people are angry and they are saying, why have I done this? Now they became wise because they followed the promises, and it was based all on a big lie. And that's the problem. The not-Christian power is always committing a lie, is promising much, but not holding the promises. But this is a good example for me, where we see when you try to find information, when you try to investigate the case, you will find responses. And when you are strong enough not to follow those people who are giving you many signs that they are not honest enough, then be strong. Follow your conscience, follow the true science, follow the Christian Catholic faith, and then you persevere. But the more important it is for us to persevere, not only with regard to vaccination, but with regard to spiritual health. And we are under many influences in the life today. When we see what is announced for the future, it's even horrible. Nobody could really believe only a few years ago that this could happen. Now they are publicly speaking about transhumanism, and it is already announced. Last week it was announced that without a special code, in future you will not be permitted to travel. And they have announced, and they started here in Germany, to reduce the use of cash. Do we understand what it does mean? Totalitarianism. And we are very worried on one hand. But on the other hand, we shall not fall into panic. Sometimes I am confronted with panic. People say, all is has gone lost. We have no chance. They have so many power. No, do persevere. Do persevere to the end and you will be saved. Do fulfill your duties in profession, in family, at home. Do pray. Do attend the Holy Mass if you have a possibility, and as often you have a possibility, to try to devote your heart to Jesus Christ. Sometimes we must switch off the computer, the smartphone, and all these devices, and we should turn towards to Jesus Christ, kneel down and pray, and praise God. Possibly a head that he will delete and destroy the head of the devil. Also today, as it has happened many times in past. And sometimes, yes, we will have to go through a special sort of persecution. Possibly we will have to experience difficulties. But we shall nevertheless go through this being attended in our internal with our internal eyes to Jesus Christ. When he's the Savior, when he lives in my heart, then we say, whatever does happen, God be praised. Jesus Christ has saved us on the cross, and he has also invited us to carry the cross with him. If it should be my part, God thanks, but dear God, help me. And then we will persevere. And those who do not fall into panic, who are not immediately and quickly alarmed, because when you are in panic, you lose the control over your senses, over your thoughts. Then you are blocked, also spiritually blocked, and this is not good. And then on the other hand, the more people are there, if only few, they are always a signal for the others. Because there are many people, they do also think and feel as the so-called protesters. But when they are only weak, and when they see that there is another person is stronger, they follow, hopefully and possibly in future, this person, and they become stronger. And that's why it's so important, as Jesus Christ says, not to give up, not to be alarmed by a way is not good, but trusting in God. Yes, we must collect information. We must try to find responses on many questions, but we must never give up our good spiritual battle. And then Jesus Christ will save us. He will strengthen us. And we do all know the word of Jesus Christ when he said, when you will be put into court cases or in front of judges, do not think what you shall respond. The Holy Spirit will give it you. You will be given the response. Even that, trust in God, do what is depending on you, and know when you try to persevere, God will help you, support you, and lead you. And this is possibly the response. Yes, many things, iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold, but whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end. And the end will be in Jesus Christ, who is also the beginning, God the triune, God who has saved this world, and he has given us also a part to carry the cross and to witness God's glory, God's justice and mercifulness. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.